في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما تراني ظلمة تمرني
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the second edition of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. And this morning's edition is titled Man in the Mirror. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us personally to try to attain taqwa in this month. As a collective, alhamdulillah, we have so many encouraging programs. We have joint iftars, we have joint brides, we have joint tarawis, we have joint du'as, we have joint khatmul qur'ans, we have joint Because there's everything happening all together. And when we look sometimes at the end of Ramadan, we're so caught up in this communal worship, which is one element of Ramadan, that we haven't exerted ourselves enough in our personal ibadah and in our personal worship. And this is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made each one of us baligh individually, not as a collective. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handed us over that responsibility at the time of bulugh to say, I've given you now and I'm entrusting you now with the responsibility of carrying out my ahkam on earth, of being my khalifa on earth. This was very personal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have a joint responsibility, but you have an individual responsibility as well. So this is very well explained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Alam Nashrah, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. When you've done your communal worship, and when you have helped others, and when you've assisted others, and when you've explained my faith to others, and when you've explained the haq to others, then you need to devote yourself for Allah's worship, and you need to turn to your Lord alone, and with your, all of your intentions and all of your hope. So this personal worship is important. In this month of Ramadan especially, take as much encouragement that we need from others, lean on them, but don't forget that we also need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Let the mirror reflect our own insides. Who am I? Where am I going? Otherwise, we'll just be like a child sitting in a car and saying to the parents, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And not making any effort on our own. This can also be explained in something that happened during the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the reason I'm going to give you a brief sketch of this outline of what happened is because it shows us that you lean on your friends as much as you need to, but the worship you do on your own. Learn from them, imbibe from them. But at the end of the day, turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the early parts of the morning between Asr and Maghrib and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Quran on our own. Make an effort on our own. So what happened was, Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas says, I went by Uthman radiallahu ta'ala in the masjid. I greeted him. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was totally distracted. He stared straight at me, but he didn't make salam. He didn't respond. Anyhow, I went to Umar ibn Khattab and I said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what's going on? Is something major happening with Islam? Is something major happening with the Muslims? And Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu, says, no, nothing's going on. Why? What's happening? So he says, because I went by Uthman radiallahu anhu and I greeted him. He didn't even respond to my salam. So I thought something major is happening. Anyhow, Umar radiallahu anhu, being Umar radiallahu anhu, he calls for Uthman and says, why didn't you return your brother's salam? And Uthman radiallahu anhu is surprised. Oh, did he make salam? I'm sure I did. Anyway, back forth it goes until they both swear oath, and then Uthman radiallahu anhu remembers and he says, oh no, I ask you for forgiveness and I ask Allah's forgiveness also. Now I remember you did greet me and I didn't greet back because I was so preoccupied with something. It's happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's plagued me ever since because I never got the second half of the information I was supposed to get. So Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas remembers and he says, I know what that's about. I remember that time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling us a dua. And then the Bedouin distracted him and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed that Bedouin out and we never got a chance to complete the story. But what happened with me is I followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his house. I made a little bit of a noise outside of his house too so that he'd know I was there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compelled to say that, man hadha, is it Abu Ishaq? And I said, yes, it's me, O Rasulullah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, famah, what do you need? What do you want? What's the matter? And he said, ya Rasulullah, you told us the first part of the supplication, then the Bedouin everyone came and kept you busy and you didn't tell us the second part. And the Prophet said, okay, of course, yes, that was the dua of Zunnun. When he was in the Batni Hut, when he was in the belly of the fish, he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. There is no God but you, and glorified be you, O Allah, I am indeed among those who have wronged my own soul. Inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Anyhow, that was the dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you make that prayer and you call unto Allah with those names and Allah will answer your prayer. And the reason why I use this as an example is that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam himself had to be away from the people. Away from the people in Nineveh, away from the people on the boat. He had to be in the darkness of the night, the darkness of the waves, the darkness of the belly of the whale, until he reached rock bottom and he looked at everything else that glorified Allah and he realized, I have done wrong. So Sahaba, they relied on one another to teach one another things, but they worship, they focus, they did worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in these types of months on their own. They looked at their own personal selves and to reform themselves. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that.